number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
Hada baby. Ho.
That man right there. That big, floating, beautiful head of gambling genius. That man right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder. Wide.
Good day.
Good day to you, sire. And the man who's running everything in the back right now because Otter did break his ankle skateboarding. Bruce Brown.
What's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude? How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Pretty good. You know what? As we said last night, it's nice when a plan comes together. Thank you so much to UCF for... Tell you what, I mean, first half it was close, but pretty much a sweat-free second half there.
Yeah, that one felt good. I was 13-13 when I started That's Hockey Talk, and I was going, oh, no, this is going to backfire. And then by the time Hockey Talk ended, I checked my phone, and we were having a laugh, as they say, my friend.
You know what's nice is you do give out a winner, and you still get a handful of people who were like, well, what was it because of the run game? Was because of run game. Okay, well, they still ran for 180 yards, okay? So, fuck off.
I also at some point yesterday, Jesus said Christ. That nobody knew who Haaland was, apparently.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I mean, that feels like something I would definitely say.
So, that was a good... Last night was a good start to the week. We can say that.
Hell yeah.
There are some updates on college football that I need to... talk about. We'll talk about here in a little bit as far as quarterbacks playing and stuff like that. And some line move, at least one line move that I caught my eye in college football. We will also do MLB later because those lines are out. We have starting pitchers. We know who's going tomorrow. In the game, there's two games starting tomorrow before, maybe even three games starting tomorrow before we're on. So we'll do those today as well. Did you say there is footy tomorrow or yes or no?
Yeah, I just got two. There's a Bundesliga game and a La Liga game I got my eyes on.
We will do those. But first, I mean, NFL is king. Let's start with NFL tonight. Colts at Broncos. Line is 3.5. It's pretty much settled in there, right? I feel like it's going to stay. Even though it, I mean, it's only.
Minus 120, huh?
It's 115 now for the Colts, plus 3.5 for that. You're going to have to pay for the hook there. Now, I looked at it earlier because. I started leaning Broncos, I think, a little bit during the day. If you want to pay to go from 3.5 to 2.5, you have to lay 60 cents.
Wow.
I was looking the other way. Colts plus 4.5 was minus 140.
You said 3.5, not enough. I need to go with fucking 4.5. And it.
I don't feel comfortable. Still don't.
Quickly, we will just go over the stats here real quick. And why... 70% of the public and 90% of the money, I believe, is on the under here in this situation. Points per game. Colts are 32nd at 14.3 points per game. Broncos are giving up 17, which is fifth in the NFL as far as points given up. On the other side, Denver is scoring 16 points a game, which is 30th in the NFL. And the Colts are giving up 21, which is 13th in points per game. So, logically, a lot of people are thinking... Just based off of those stats, under. 42.5, though, isn't the low. Like, normally you would think with these stats, 32nd and 30th 40. Points per game.
Yeah, even 40.
40, 39, 38.5, like, because you've seen those this year. And I said 42.5 is a key number as far as when you're talking about totals. I was thinking under all week long. I'm still going to take it tonight, but I don't love it as much just because everybody else does.
Yeah, so both these teams good on Thursdays, Tone.
We know Broncos, fucking primetime Ross.
Broncos 11-4 ATS last 15 Thursdays. Colts 14-4-1 ATS last 19 Thursday games.
Also, some stats that I'm looking at for tonight. Denver, if they did have a weakness on defense, they're 20th in opponent yards per rush. But on the other hand, Colts are 27th in that category. So can the Colts take advantage of that there because the Denver pass defense number 5. So I'm looking at maybe potential if we're putting together same game parlay, which we have one boosted from AJ. It's Colts plus 10.5, Jelani Woods touchdown, and Nyheim Hines over 40 plus rushing yards.
Let's go
with obviously Jonathan Taylor out. Nyheim Hines 40 plus rushing yards. You would hope, especially since Josh Jacobs run for what, 170 last week on this defense? Now the Colts haven't been able to run for shit, and Phil Lindsay is getting caught up today. Maybe he gets a revenge game, fucking Phil Lindsay revenge game. Something to look at there, but like Pittman, I'm looking under. I mean, when you're going up against Sertan's an absolute monster.
He's fucking beast, dude. His dad was so good for the fans. I remember watching him as a kid, dude.
I think Pittman's like 63, somewhere around there, as far as over under. I'm looking under there potentially. And then even after last week, when Derrick Henry went off, Colts are still number two in opponent yards per rush. So do I look Melvin Gordon unders potentially as far as rushing prop, which I don't even know what his is, 61.5. I think there's a chance tonight where I'm looking Melvin Gordon under 61.5, Pittman under in receiving, and then potentially the game under. Like, I might just do those three in a parlay. You know what? I will. I'll do a parlay, those three. You know what? And give me Broncos. Not going to throw a side in. Give me Pittman under. Pittman under, Melvin Gordon under, and then what was the other one? Pittman under, Gordon under.
Gordon?
Oh, and the game under.
All right.
Gordon under, Pittman under, game under.
A lot of unders.
That's me.
Colts have covered 9-12 against the Broncos. 4-5 in Denver. Dog in this matchup covered 5-7. This is just a classic take the dog on a Thursday and let it lay where it be.
Here's another one. Now, I know Gregory's out, but Denver is 7th in getting to the quarterback. Indy's 27th in protecting. So will Matt Ryan have time tonight, too, to throw? Both quarterback totals are low. I think they're both in the 230s. It was too low for me to touch Matt Ryan under.
Matt Ryan interception -120 and Russell Wilson interception -108 feel pretty good.
Tell you what, don't hate that at all.
No, they feel pretty good. They wouldn't let me parlay them together for some reason. I was hoping I could fucking go for an interception parlay there.
I don't want to touch a side today. I thought about, because you know we have the fucking dorsal fin and Russ, primetime Russ. I thought about going Broncos -2.5 and buying it to 160, but I didn't want to lay that juice on a team that I have no fucking idea if they're going to show up tonight. And I'm definitely not taking the Colts in that offense on the road. So I think the only thing for me to do is potential couple player props, and I will, even though everyone and their fucking mom is on it, I'll go under 42.5.
I think for me, it's just I think the Colts could turn it around more than I think the Broncos can figure it out. We talked about it a lot. Like, everyone thought the Broncos got Russell Wilson. They were Super Bowl contenders. Like, that was never true.
You especially, and I think we as a show have always said, let's wait. We were always a wait and see on Denver.
Yeah, and it's like Russell Wilson hasn't played good football for a long time. He showed a little bit last week, but they basically got smacked by the Raiders, who were 0-3.
I know. This dorsal fin's fucking awesome, though.
That thing's sweet.
Bruce, you were saying you agree with Gumpy on, you think the Colts, out of these two teams, you think you have more confidence that the Colts can turn it around?
I think just in the little mini comeback that didn't come to pass against the Titans, Matt Ryan and the Colts offense showed more than the Broncos have so far. I also think that where the Colts have had offensive success so far, even though there hasn't been a ton of it, has been kind of letting Matty Ice open it up,
sure,
you know, kind of coming back from behind, and not just kind of pounding the rock with Jonathan Taylor, which obviously hasn't really got going. So I love the Colts +3.5.
Wow.
It's a 5-star for me. I think that they
5-star Colts play tonight.
Yeah, big.
Is this because
Where's your corduroy hat?
I'm gonna say you're not even a closet Colts fan. You are 100% a Colts fan.
I loves it.
I wouldn't call myself a Colts fan. I have an intrinsic Colts bias because I am, you know, a block away from the stadium.
Does that mean I have an
intrinsic? And I like to have a good time.
Does that mean I have an intrinsic Colt hatred?
Yeah, I guess you could say that too. Connor kind of went the other way also. He has an intrinsic Colt hatred. I decide to have fun and root for the Colts.
Well, I understand that you grew up a fan of an NFC team, so it's not like you had rivalry against the Colts or anything like that.
Yep. But to kind of keep going with the...
neither did the Steelers because they beat them every time.
The Colts opening it up, obviously with Surtain there, you know, Pittman might be bottled up. So Mo Alie-Cox over 20.5 receiving yards and Alec Pierce 25-plus receiving yards is plus 175. You could easily toss that in with Colts plus 3.5, Colts plus 10.5, or Colts plus 7.5. Kind of pick your poison there and let that ride. But those are plus 175, just those two together, and I think both should hit pretty easily.
Okay.
Bruce.
So one more time, the Super Boost tonight. From 1,500 to plus 2,000 is Colts plus 10.5.
Yep.
Jelani Woods to score.
Please.
And Nyheim Hines over 40-plus rushing yards.
Easily.
You get that right now on FanDuel Sportsbook.
To quote A.J. Hawk, it is free money.
To quote A.J. Hawk, it is free money. another boost on there tonight for this game. Broncos to win. Cortland Sutton touchdown and under 49.5. I'm taking it.
Ew.
49.5?
Yep.
Chalk soup.
Plus 500. It's plus 500.
Well, yeah. I guess just public soup.
Public soup.
What's your problem?
I don't like it. That's my problem.
You don't like it because why? Because it's public?
I wasn't even going to go into this one, but
I can't wait for this.
I sneaky like the over because everyone's on the under. Well, I think that the Colts, you know, can probably get it going a little bit more than everybody thinks coming into tonight.
Why would you not say that when I literally let off the show with everyone fucking loves the under, and which makes me hate it?
Yeah, I don't know. You took 25 unders. It was really convincing.
I took three. Okay.
I respect Bruce's ability to listen on the show and change his mind.
What do you mean?
I do respect that. Hey, but to your point, Bruce, I actually had like five or six unders for college football this weekend, and I deleted them all.
Yeah, good. That's chaotic.
I'm starting to worry about my college football slate being a little chalky.
I deleted them all. I deleted every single one of them.
On the plus side, we do have Nebraska Rutgers on Friday night, boys.
Did you see what that line did?
What? What's it now?
So on Sunday, it was 7.5. It's 3.
Oh, that's what it was? I only ever saw it at 3.
It's at 3. I have here that on... October, where's that at? What book was this? Yeah, on FanDuel. FanDuel on Sunday at 11:22 a.m., Nebraska minus 7.5. Now 11:25 a.m., 6.5. 11:27 a.m., 5.5. 11:45, 4.5. It moved quickly.
That's a flood.
By noon on Sunday, it was 3.
Yeah, flood of Rutgers action. So,
in 40 minutes.
67% of the bets, 72% of the money on Nebraska.
They must have been, FanDuel must have been first to market because everyone else has 3.
Open. I never saw that, Tone. I only ever saw it at 3.5.
Unless this website was wrong about where FanDuel opened. But yeah, we do. I mean, I don't think I have a play on... Friday night. I was looking.
I got a couple Friday nighters.
Is Nevada Colorado State Friday?
I'm not sure. I'm only on the Rutgers Nebraska and Houston Memphis tomorrow.
Before I deleted all my unders, Nevada and Colorado State under 44.5. I was looking at if it is Friday night because they are 129th and 101st in points per game. None of those numbers are good. So I was technically looking under on that one Friday night. Injuries. I want to do some injuries because there were some games that we talked about. Anything else tonight on the Thursday night game before we move on?
Nah.
Okay, cool. Quarterback injuries in college football. Just some things we need to know. Bryce Young, don't know if he's going to go Saturday. Saban said it's not a long term. It's day to day. He's got a bit of a shoulder injury. Not sure if he's going to go.
Texas. Oh, no.
What? Quinn Ewers is playing. Is that retirement?
Yeah, you see this steam on it? Holy fuck.
What is it at now?
Is it already 10.5? What is it?
9.5.
Oh, no.
This was 5. This opened at fucking 5.
9.5?
That's gross.
See, I figured
there's no way.
I figured the 7 was built in Quinn playing.
Almost want to take Oklahoma at that.
I'm not going to do it, but I'm definitely not taking Texas. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I'm not laying 9.5.
I feel like I just watched a train I missed leave the station. What a disaster.
Do you remember we were talking about... Oh, no, it's not that one. Oh, yeah, we were talking about the game that was 10.5. Carolina and Kentucky. Remember we said 10.5? Don't know if Kentucky is built to cover 10.5.
Yeah, old Levi. Mm-hmm.
Is he out?
So reports that he is walking around campus in a boot.
Okay, so that's why it's
not great.
Have you seen the number today?
No.
6.
Dropping like a rock. He's officially questionable.
It's 6. So that line tells me they're thinking he's not going to play, yeah. Right?
Sighting in a boot.
A boot sighting.
Sighting the boot sighting.
All right, so yeah. Like
put more mayo in your coffee, lad. Get out there.
KJ Jefferson is day-to-day. We don't know if he's going to play yet. Probably not.
That's up to 9.5.
Yeah, probably not there. That was the missed state. Loves to throw, toss the ball around. Arkansas can't defend the pass. Let's see here. Oh, we wondered why Louisville was so low. Malik Cunningham's day-to-day. They're not positive he's going to go.
He'll go. He's a gamer.
You think he's going to go? If you were on Northern Illinois this weekend, Rocky Lombardi is questionable. Obviously, quarterback. But we love Rocky Lombardi. He's questionable. Dylan Gabriel is probably going to be out for Oklahoma. We talked about Purdue. Jeff Brohm's optimistic Aiden O'Connell will play this week. He played last week against Minnesota in the upset. Max Johnson for Texas A&M day-to-day, but that doesn't – I don't think that matters who's playing quarterback there. I think that's it as far as quarterback injury is concerned. But the Louisville one was the one that I was going to take Louisville. I'm gonna need to know he's playing before I take Louisville against Virginia.
You'll have about 2 minutes when they get announced to fucking jump on that money line at -140 because that thing will be gone.
Seriously, dude. That is how... That
Everybody's on Stanford, huh? What's this about?
Oh, sorry, I missed that one. Are they playing Oregon State?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chance Nolan, so Oregon State head coach said they'll see how quarterback Chance Nolan responds in practice this week before making a decision about who will start, so he may not go.
Yikes.
Oh, no.
It's not like
90% of the money.
I mean, he's good. Well, he's good, but you would think, I mean, he's good, okay?
This is a classic. This is the USC bet all over again. This is I will bet Oregon State just because I.
He's good, but he's not a guy that I don't think that Oregon State can't still fucking beat Stanford.
Yeah, 62% of the bets, 90% of the money on Stanford.
Jeez. It seems like it's time to, you know, get in there and not watch the highlights, but watch a little bit of film, to quote Money Mitt, and get the huddle out on some of these backups.
Yeah, we're going to have to. It's going to be – I don't know where you find that film. It's going to be tough to find.
It's out there.
Maybe just recruiting tape.
Yeah, no.
Highlight tapes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Huddle, yeah. Huddle.com, dude.
Yeah, we could definitely find that stuff.
Oregon's up to 13.5 as well.
Oh, I will say this. I'm off of UCLA.
Are you?
Found out they have the 131st ranked schedule so far.
Are you hopping on Utes?
No, I'm just going to stay away.
Come on, dude.
I'm just going
to
stay away.
You talked me into fucking UNC yesterday, so if UNC
almost,
dies,
almost talked myself. Almost.
Your phone outside what, after.
Fun fact, before I deleted 2 games today and then put them right back on because I said fuck it, and it was UNC plus the 3.5 and Duke minus the 3.5. But I put him back on. What were you going to say, Bruce?
Just like in the pregame locker room, are they going to go around and be like, you know what, guys, we've only had the 137th easiest schedule or whatever the hell. We have no chance tonight. They should have
lost to the Huskies.
Are you talking about UCLA and Utah?
Yeah.
No.
They don't know that they stink.
No, that doesn't go into my handicapping, but the numbers do. Like they're... To me, their numbers inflated because they played those teams. Their stats aren't inflated.
Yeah. There you go. It's fair.
And that's,
I mean, the Huskies.
That's who
like
I am as a better.
And almost came back against them.
Huh?
Huskies played like dog shit and still almost came back at the end. I think the Utes should be able to get them.
Okay, so tomorrow, picks Friday, we will go through all of our college picks. all of our NFL picks. Is there any NFL news that we need to go over before we move on to baseball? Giants and Packers. Is that down to 8? What was that?
It's always been jumping around. It was 7.5 for like a minute.
Yeah, it floated from 7.5 to 8.5, back down to 7.5.
Here's a question.
Might be back.
Dolphins are down to -155 on the money line at 3.
That's weird. I got a question for you.
Go on.
Has there been any good news coming out of Tampa? Okay, well, the line just keeps going. It's up to 10 now.
Still a lot of pain in those eyes, my friend.
That line, there is a lot.
Tom needs to take a nap, too.
You think that that's like press conference steam? Like while Tom Brady is on the podium, people are like, "Oh yeah, Tom Brady."
I don't know. That's up to 10.
I want to take Atlanta.
I think I might. We'll see tomorrow. Picks Friday.
I might try and middle it because I think I got Tampa in my money line parlay, and then I'll probably have Atlanta +10.
Middle it all day. If you're not familiar with Picks Friday tomorrow, right after Pat's show, we'll start this show and we just run through our fucking picks, college, NFL, footy, baseball, what. Speaking of, pitchers and matchups have been announced for baseball starting tomorrow. Do you want to run through them?
Yeah.
Okay. First game, 12:07 first pitch. Rays are at Cleveland. McClanahan goes against Bieber. A thing that I've noticed for these playoffs tomorrow, a lot of these pitchers haven't pitched.
No, because it was all clinched and they just, whatever, it was what it was.
Like,
my only concern is Bieber has been knocked around a little bit in the playoffs, more so than any time in the regular season. But that was usually against the Yankees. That's my only concern here with the Guardians.
Like, Bieber pitched twice in September. McClanahan pitched twice in September, once in August. Bieber was once in July. I mean, so like, now these guys here. This game here, I'll give you the rundown. McClanahan's got a 208 on the road. 278 expected. Bieber's got a 265. Here's my big one. Cleveland is third hitting versus lefties. The Rays 26 versus righties. They're 2-8 in their last 10. They're 0-5 their last 5 on the road. If you could tell, you could take your worries about Bieber and stuff them in a sack. I'm going to be on the better hitting team. And Bieber in his last two starts, now they were both in September, obviously. He's only given up one in each of those. McClanahan gave up 4 in his last one. I'm gonna go Cleveland full game, I think, here.
Yeah, I'm on Guardians first 5 money line, my friend.
First 5 money line?
I love the Guardians also.
Team ride!
Yeah, we got a team ride to start off the playoffs there.
I didn't know, Bruce, because we hadn't talked today. I didn't know if you had baseball ready or not. So
the playoffs, you know.
That's a 9:07 first pitch out here.
How awesome is that?
How many games have the Rays lost?
It's fucking gold,
huh?
Dude.
How many games in a row have the Rays lost? Like at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I know they're
2-8 in their last 10.
Yeah, like when you're talking about a 2-8 in their last 10 team on the road in a game like this. Chaotic.
It is chaotic. So we are on the Guardians. That dorsal fin fucking is awesome. all right. So that one's the first game tomorrow. So I got to lay 116 with the Guardians full game. Total 6. That is a low total that I do not want to touch.
Wow.
Game 2.
We should flip a coin.
For the game 2?
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay, I'm taking 3 games tomorrow. There's 4. This is not one of them, okay?
What?
This is not one of them, my friend. I mean, here's Wheeler hasn't pitched since this one's on ABC, huh? All these games are on ESPN. Wheeler hasn't pitched since August 20th. Okay? And then you got the ace. Chucky. Obviously the ace is going for St. Louis.
You have to take. This is Swan Song, dude. This is fucking last ride. have to take the Cardinals first five money line here. Absolutely.
I was thinking about taking the Cardinals until I saw that they're the last 6 weeks, they're 27th versus righties. Now, Wheeler hasn't pitched in fucking 2 months, but I won.
Wheeler's, I feel like Wheeler's either lights out or bad. Like, there's no in between.
He's got a 3.84 on the road, a 3 expected. Philly's number 10 versus lefties the last 6 weeks. So I didn't want to bet on a team. I don't want to bet on the Cardinals when they're not statistically the better hitting team in this
Pujols,
matchup.
Dude. Pujols will put Pujols one in big
lefties.
One,
Pujols versus one lefties is always a thing. I'm staying away from this game, though.
Yeah, give me Cards first five money line. Trust Chucky me. Ball game.
I wanted to take all four. I just couldn't do it.
I'm just dying to fucking get back into the ball here.
Quintana has been good. He's getting a
point.
Quintana.
I'm going to join in on the Cardinals train. But yeah.
I thought it was Wainwright.
No, my friend.
Oh, fucking get up here. When did that change?
Does that change your...
I had Wainwright this morning.
No, it's Quintana.
It's Quintana, my friend. That's why I said the ace is going. And you said Chucky ball game, which did throw me off. But no, Quintana's going.
I almost want to take Phillies plus a half.
No,
now.
No.
See, that's why I stayed away. Fuck this.
Jeez. How's Chucky not going game one? The ace game
He's
one?
Not even going game two. It's
a wild decision.
He's not even going game two. It goes Quintana and then Mikolas is starting game two.
That's the best they got?
So then game three.
Game three, you got fucking Chucky Wainwright. Ball game, maybe?
He might not get there.
Yeah, you might not even.
Mikolas game two?
In your defense here, this news came out an hour ago, I think, or 2 hours
Wainwright
ago.
Wainwright hurt? What happened?
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
They're playing tricks, and they're going to pull Mikolas and start Wainwright in game two if they lose.
That's why I'm staying away. I want none of this game, my friend.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm going Cardinals full game. I think this one probably goes to extras, but I'll take the home team.
Shout out the playoff atmosphere in St. Louis will be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All these barns.
Quintana game one 2022 playoffs. Hey.
Where are we?
That's baseball, baby.
When
you're never done.
Tell you what.
You hear no bell.
When he probably, I think he was for opening day. When he pitched opening day for the Pirates, did you expect him to be fucking opening playoff game starter for the Cardinals?
Honestly. You see a good chance if you're starting opening day for the Pacos.
All right, we get it. Stop.
Playoff
Stop.
Team.
Stop. The 408 first pitch, Mariners at Blue Jays. Castillo, another pickup, goes against Manoa. You're going to hate this. I'm on Toronto. I'll tell you why.
Fair play.
Last four starts, Manoa's given up 0-0, 2-1 earned runs. He's got a 2-4-2 at home. And Toronto, over the last 6 weeks, has been the number one hitting team against righties. Seattle's number 21 versus righties. So I think Manoa's going to be okay. I think Toronto's going to hit. So I'll take this is a first five for me. The first game, Cleveland, because of their bullpen. I like their bullpen as a full game. Toronto, first five, -134 for me in this one.
Let me take you down memory lane, Tony.
Can't wait.
Take us.
Fucking walk me down.
When this show first started, every day, we started going every day, there was a man. There was a team that wasn't very good at the time, struggled, but managed to cover plus a half all the time. Who would I be if we got to the playoffs and I did not take the Seattle Mariners first five plus a half?
You're saying sticking with the dog.
I got to do
sticking
it.
Sticking with the
I have to.
The girl that have brought to. You here. I get it. I absolutely get it.
Manoa is an absolute dog, though, and I do fear a little bit here. I would have liked to see Robbie Ray game one, to be honest, but
revenge.
You
spot.
Went and got Castillo; he's your guy. Like
Bruce,
I'm going Blue Jays here. I actually really love it, but Mariners in three.
Okay,
oh.
I like that. So picks that I liked are Cleveland and Toronto. Stayed away from
you know what I don't hate here, Tony.
Uh huh.
Whoever goes down a game, just sprinkle them to win the series.
Yeah.
Maybe every last one.
Don't hate basically. It at all.
Right?
Yeah. Don't hate that at all. But what I was saying was Cleveland and Toronto I like as picks. Stayed away from the Phillies-St. Louis game. game that I don't love, but I am going to pick, is this one. Padres, Mets, Darvish, Scherzer. This is another one. Like, let me pull this up as far as, like, when they've gone. Darvish had a hip thing or something like that. Darvish
you can put me down for betting against Darvish in the playoffs. Yeah, you don't even need to hear it from me.
Yeah.
Darvish pitched in August, didn't pitch in September. Pitched one time in September. Darvish on the road, 3-5-0. We're together here. Scherzer, his first start back, because he was off. He pitched once in August, once in July.
Two different eyes.
Yeah, two different eyes. But he pitched twice in September, gave up one earned run in each of those. Scherzer
first five, minus 145. I mean, I'm going to take that every time.
One earned run in his first one back. Mets are number two versus righties. Padres are number 18 versus righties. So I'm getting the better pitcher, I think, obviously, and the better hitting team, I think. I'll be on the Mets in this one, too.
Absolutely. And then, Tony, I'll take Guardians to win that series at minus 124.
Okay.
And then, like I said, I like the Mariners to win that series at plus 140 as well.
Okay.
If you're at all scared of Moana, the whatever's fucking is.
Moana is a great fucking movie with The Rock.
Yeah, well, Moana, if you're at all scared of him, why wouldn't you hold off, though, and wait for that Mariners series bet?
What's that?
Why wouldn't you wait for after game one on the Mariners, is, I guess, my thinking.
If he's saying if you think Manoah's a dog and that may lose, he does though.
Manoah's a dog who could go six innings, and I do not trust the Blue Jays bullpen.
Very fair.
Mariners have a better bullpen than the Blue Jays. Blue Jays, there was rankings done today. Worst pitching in the playoffs, Padres. I don't know if I believe that, judging by what the Cardinals are trotting out game two. But it went them, and then it went,
seriously, game then one, it went
Blue Jays. This Blue Jays bullpen, dude. They got Ray Romano coming in to close a game. He'll be sweating from the seventh, dude.
See, I went full game on the Mets because I like their bullpen, too. And there's, you know, sometimes let's get Scherzer through the first inning. Scherzer,
you don't like
Tony. Scherzer's
Tony sees a guy on. Tony sees a guy on first base in the first. He's
Yeah.
Listen, I love Scherzer, but let's get him through the first inning. Okay, there's always something about the first inning of him. So
he's got to get mad.
You're right. He's got to give up a fucking.
He's got to get the juice.
But I'm saying that for first five. So my picks tomorrow: Guardians full game minus 116, Toronto first five minus 134, and the Mets full game minus 160.
Guardians first five money line, Mariners first five plus a half, Mets first five money line.
Bruce.
I'm going Guardians full game money line. Mm-hmm. What is it? Minus 130. Cardinals.
Oh, it's the 130 now?
I think so. Or 120. Whatever.
It's 116.
Whatever the case may be.
116.
Cardinals, full game money line. Blue Jays, full game money line. Mets, full game money line. See a little trend there. It's every fucking home team. I love them all.
You know what's nice is that we're not dealing with fucking $3 favorites anymore.
Beautiful.
Ah, dude.
These will be the ball season gets
to that point. It's a fight, my friend.
The Mad Max versus Yu Darvish is crazy to me.
You can bet on the first pitch right now.
Wow.
Every single game you could bet on the first pitch of the top of the inning, first bottom of the inning on what it's going to be. Ball, strike, hit, whatever. That's a lot.
Like that.
That's a lot.
I'm going to be the sweatiest backer in the world.
I might bet strike on all every single one of those. I think the playoffs batters like to set
the wild card special here.
No, what is it?
Over 10.5 games for the four series, plus 130. Under 10.5, minus 160.
The TV rating boost.
Yeah. All right. So that's what we're doing for baseball tomorrow. What do you got for footy tomorrow?
Bundesliga.
Bundesliga. Werder Bremen going to Hoffenheim, double chance. I think Werder Bremen could win this thing, but I'll take them where a draw is good enough. And then La Liga, give me Valencia double chance as well, please.
Thank you. Good luck. How's Europa? Was Europa today?
Union Berlin won with 10 men, and awesome. Lazio had a goal disallowed for a fake offside. Lazio, maybe time to stay away from Lazio on the road at names we can't pronounce. Might be time.
You,
Sturm Graz pulled out a draw.
Said that yesterday. So at least you gave the warning.
Yeah. I mean, I was excited to see them go up, but it's always nice when you get the notification they scored, but you don't get one when it gets disallowed. Yeah. So you go and check, thinking you won a bet, and you thought it's 1-0, and it goes 0-0. All right.
That's an actual problem. The apology has to be as loud as the insult.
There has to be a notification that the goal was, like, you get a notification when there's a penalty shot. It says the shot was saved or scored. You should get a notification if there's a VAR and the goal is gone from your life.
100%. I like that a lot.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty big deal.
You're telling me, my friend. All right, tonight, don't forget, there is a super boost out there for Colts plus 10.5. Jelani Woods to score a touchdown and Nyheim Hines over 40 yards, boosted to plus 2,000. If you're not familiar, that's pretty good odds as far as that's concerned. Are we missing anything, boys?
It's a good show. It's a good show.
Hey, good show.
Good show.
Good show.
Good show, everybody. Good show. Hey, proud of all of you.
Tony, good show.
Good show. All right.
Show.
Picks Friday tomorrow, boys. Come prepared. Fucking double barrel, okay? Fucking fire them off.
I was putting it together today, and it's for fucking need a hefty bag.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Vandal. Give me, okay.
Reality check?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to. Okay. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dah.